able to hear? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Is better? So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Samam Bonam, Chapter 6, the Killing of the Demon Putana, verse number 14. Patmano api taddeha tri gavyuti antara druman churnayamas rajendra mahadasi tad adbutam patmano api taddeha tri gavyuti antara druman churnayamas rajendra mahadasi tadadbutam patmano api taddeha tri gavyuti antara druma Churnayamas Rajendra Madasi Tadadbutam
Patmano Api Taddeha
Patmano Api Taddeha Tri Gavyuti Antara Druma Churnayamas Rajendra Madasitam Patmano api taddeha Tri gavyuti antara druman Churnayamas rajendra Madasitadadbutam Patmano api taddeha Tri gavyuti antara druma Churnayamas rajendra Madasi tadadbutam Mataji Patmana api Even while falling down, taddeha, her gigantic body, tri gavyuti antara, within a limit of 12 miles, druman, all kinds of trees, churnayamasa, Smashed. Rajendra, O King Parikshit, Mahatasit was quite gigantic. Tat, that body, Adbhutam, and very, very wonderful. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O King Parikshit, when the gigantic body of Putana fell to the ground, it smashed all the trees within a limit of 12 miles. Appearing in a gigantic body, she was certainly extraordinary. Purport. Because of the grievous hurt imposed upon her, By Krishna sucking her breast, Putana, while dying, not only left the room, but abandoned the village and fell down in the pasturing ground in her gigantic body. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 6, Verse Number 14, Translation. O King Parikshit, when the gigantic body of Putana fell to the ground, it smashed all the trees within a limit of 12 miles. Appearing in a gigantic body, she was certainly extraordinary. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, Shukadeva Goswami is narrating the pastime of the killing of demon Putana to Parikshit Maharaj. Now, generally, if you are telling a story in a conversation to somebody else, will you tell the name of the person whom you are speaking? No. If I am talking to somebody, in between, very rarely I'll tell his name. I'll not refer to him. I'm talking about Putana's story. But in this verse, Shukadeva Goswami refers to Parikshit Maharaj while speaking, Rajendra, O King Parikshit. Why? Because even Shukadeva Goswami feels what he is speaking about is very adbhut, wonderful. So when you're narrating to somebody and in particular point, you genuinely feel this is something very influential or wonderful or important or very essential to convey, then you'll speak the name of that person. Right? So Shukadeva Goswami, who knows the whole universe, he is also feeling adbhut, Parikshit. This is adbhut. Putana came in the form of Apsara, very beautiful. And Krishna killed him, but up till now he has not used the word adbhut. But now when she is fallen down, he uses the word adbhut. Wonderful, very, very wonderful. So that's because of her size. Her size, body size, gigantic body size was 12 miles. 12 miles. If you take a car to go 12 miles from here, it will take 20 to 30 minutes. So that means if you want to cover Putana's body walking, it will take few hours. Imagine who will be massaging her, what will happen to that person. 12 miles. So when Krishna sucked her life air, she offered her breast milk with poison. Krishna not only sucked her milk and poison, he sucked her very life air. And she felt intense pain. When the life air goes out of the body, when the soul is pulled out of the body, at the time of death, the pain is extreme. The pain is intense, as if thousands of scorpions are biting together. That is the pain. So it's very intense pain. So she felt great intense pain. And in that pain, whenever you have pain, what would you like to do? To go away from the source of pain. Anytime. So in that intense pain, she was pulling Krishna to go away from her body. She was pulling Krishna. But Krishna had caught her breast so hard that she was not able to relieve Krishna from her body. So she ran out of the house. She ran out of the Gokul village. She ran out of the Braj. And then fell down, died. Krishna didn't wanted her to die in village. Krishna didn't wanted her to die in Braj. And it was good. Because if she had fallen down 12 miles in Gokul, how many houses would be crushed? How many human people would die? Brajvasis, they would have suffered. So she went outside the village where there was garden, pasturing ground, field, and she fell down 12 miles long, breaking so many trees full with fruits. She came in a very attractive female form, but she couldn't keep that form, she couldn't keep her disguise. She got exposed as a hideous Rakshasi, as a witch. We have to understand, if poison plus water is equal to poison. Poison plus milk is equal to poison. Poison plus amras is equal to poison. Poison plus anything in this world X is equal to poison. That's the nature of this world. But when poison came in contact with Krishna, the result was still Krishna, not poison. The result was nectar. Krishna remained same. This is the proof that Krishna is transcendental. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. If Krishna is not transcendental, then Krishna plus poison should be poison. This is a proof that he is transcendental. So when Putana in her false fake form came in contact with Krishna, she couldn't retain her fake form. She appeared in her original form. So another thing to learn is that when antrut, asatya, comes in contact with Krishna, it will get exposed. When asatya comes in contact with Krishna, it cannot retain itself. Because Krishna is param satyam, absolute truth. So if we follow asatya, dishonesty, cheating, speaking lies, then we cannot access Krishna. We cannot reach Krishna. That propensity of cheating, or that habit of lying will be a big, big block for us to go to Krishna. Sometimes people or even devotees have habit to speak small lies, and they become joyful when they get success after speaking that lies. That I spoke lies and I got the expected result. But this is a very bad habit, because then we maintain that strategy of speaking lies in life. We maintain that strategy of being dishonest in life. And next time when there is a situation in our life, because we maintain that strategy, we think this will work. So every time we speak lies, it becomes a habit. And we don't notice. And whenever we do that, we go away from Krishna. We go away because untruth is an obstacle. Cheating is an obstacle. Dishonesty is an obstacle. If we speak untruth, we'll be exposed by Krishna one day. When Krishna with Balram and Nanda Maharaj and other Brajavasis went to Ambikavan once a time to celebrate Shivratri, so one snake came, python, and started swallowing Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna touched his lotus feet to the body of that snake. What happened? Immediately he got his original Vidyadhar form, Sudarshan Vidyadhar. So when he came in contact with Krishna, his false form disappeared. His form which he received out of curse disappeared. And he came in original form. Even Gajendra, elephant, he prayed to Krishna, Vishnu, to protect from crocodile. And Vishnu came and pulled out Gajendra outside the waters and killed the crocodile. At that time, because Vishnu touched Gajendra, he left his elephant form and redeveloped his original king form. And the crocodile also left his crocodile form and redeveloped his original Gandharva form. And there is a similar pastime where the six sons of Devaki who were killed by Kans, later on Devaki requested Krishna to make them alive. And Krishna got the six babies from Sutal Loka, from Bali Maharaj, and they drank the milk of Mother Devaki. And because that milk was touched by Krishna, so these six boys got liberated. Even in Damodar Leela, Nal Kuver and Manigreev, they were in the form of Arjuna trees. But when Krishna pulled them, Krishna didn't even touch them. The mortar which was touching Krishna touched the trees. And Krishna applied the force on the mortar through the ropes. And the trees fell. And still they left their false form. I mean the temporary form. And Nal Kuver and Manigreev came out offering prayers to Krishna. So untruth gets exposed in front of Krishna. And we know this material body is also temporary, false. This is not the real body of the soul. The real body of the soul is spiritual body in the spiritual world, in a particular relationship with Krishna. A body made of Sat, Chit, Anand. But now in the material body, we are conditioned. This is not our real body. This is our false body. And because of false ego, we think, I am this body. I am boy. I am girl. I am Indian. I am husband. I am wife. I am engineer. I am manager. All this is false conditioning under the energy of illusion. So when we come in contact with Radharas Bihari, when we come in contact with Krishna in the form of holy name, in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the form of Mahaprasad, in the form of Arati, deity worship or deity service, any form we come in contact with Krishna, the conditioning is reduced, the heart is purified, and we are on the way to come to our own actual, real, spiritual body and our own eternal relationship with Krishna, constitutional, natural relationship with Krishna, which is of service and love. So when we come in contact with absolute truth, all the untruths go away, all the falsity goes away, even this material body goes away, the false life of sense gratification goes away, the false life of having our so-called material name, fame, prestige, position, status, all goes away. So any contact with Krishna is beneficial for us. Putana came to kill Krishna, but still she got benefit. Why she got benefit? Because she came in contact with Krishna. Krishna's very nature is such that any person or any living entity comes in contact with Krishna, something good happens with that candidate. Contact with Krishna is all auspicious, bhakti sarva shubhada, all auspicious for the living entities, all good for the living entities. Any contact is good. So somehow or other we should keep our contact with Krishna. Whole day something or other we should do in connection to Krishna. Chanting, reading, hearing, serving, serving devotees, preaching. Something or other we should do in connection to Krishna for the pleasure of Krishna. If we miss the center, if we miss Krishna who is in the center and do it for ourselves, then that is not devotional service, that is not devotional activity, that's sense gratification. So we should keep Krishna in the center. So Putana, with her 12 miles long gigantic body, she fell down. And she crushed all the trees below her. Such a sinful life that even after death she killed living entities. Before her death, when she was alive, she killed so many children. That is sinful, of course. But now after death also you are killing sinful, you are doing sinful activities, you are killing trees. What is the use of this body? But fortunately, she didn't fall down in the village, on the houses. And interestingly, the garden she fell down was a very royal garden belonging personal property of King Kansa. And that had very pleasant, fragrant fruits, which the gardener would generally pluck and send for personal consumption of Kamsa in his palace. Not the general kitchen or general palace members. Specially for Kamsa that basket would go from that garden. And Putana fell down in that garden. All the trees were smashed. Churna, powdered. Her heavy body, like as if a big mountain fell in a garden. What will happen to that garden? Finished. So Putana fell down in that garden. So the foolish Kamsa who sent Putana to kill Krishna, he lost his garden. That is what happens to anybody who goes against Krishna. There was one demon, Kalanemi, Kamsa's previous birth. Kamsa was Kalanemi in previous birth, one of his previous births. So at one time there was a fight between Dev and Asur, Devta and Asur, demigods and demons. And in that fight, Kalanemi came sitting on a lion. And he used to shoot his Trishul weapon. And there was a big army of demigods with hundreds and thousands of soldiers. And Kalanemi had such a powerful Trishul, if he throws it, it will go straight line and every single person in between will die. Nobody can stop that Trishul. Even Indra with his thunderbolt tried to stop that trident, but he could fail. He had such a powerful Trishul. That would kill in line everybody and come back to Kalanemi. So then again he will throw in some other direction. Again it will go in one straight line, kill thousands of people and come back to him. Again another direction. So powerful. Sitting on a lion. Generally people sit on horse or elephant or chariot. He was sitting on a lion. Kalanemi. And everybody was afraid. At that time Lord Vishnu entered the battle on behalf of Indra, demigods, sitting on Garuda, and Kalanemi came in front of Garuda and Vishnu. So he threw his trident on Garuda. He wanted to kill Garuda. What did Vishnu do? Lord Vishnu caught that trident in his left hand, turned it around and threw back on Kalanemi. The lion and Kalanemi both got killed. So he wanted to kill Vishnu, but he got killed. Anybody who goes opposite to Krishna, that's a big loss for him. Paundrak, King Paundrak, he thought, I am Krishna, Vasudev, Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So foolish that he would dress like Vasudev. He will wear yellow dhoti. And he had an imitation Kaustubh Mani, not real Kaustubh Mani, imitation Kaustubh Mani, and he would wear, and a crown, and a flower garland, and he had two hands, so two extra hands of cardboard he stuck to show I have four hands, and he wrote a letter to Krishna. Dwarkadish, that I am real Vasudev. I have taken incarnation to protect the devotees and kill the demons. And you are an imposter. You are cheating the people. So you give the Sudarshan disc to me. This doesn't belong to you, this belongs to me. And come and surrender unto my lotus feet. Sarva dharman parityaje mam ekam sharanam raja. After this letter was read in Dwarka, what was the first reaction? Anger? Laugh. Everybody in Dwarka said, joke of the day. They all laughed. Wow, maja aa gaya. They all laughed. Everybody started laughing. And Krishna sent a reply to Mr. Paundrak. To Rascal. Rascal Paundrak. Badmash. And in a big reply, Krishna said, I am coming to give my disc to you. Let me see if you can handle it. You will die a dog's death. Kutte ki maut. In films, they use these dialogues. It is all coming from Krishna, original dialogue. That's why I'm still maintaining 5,000 years. And actually, they had a fight. And when Krishna came face to face to Pandurag in the battle, he again laughed like anything. Seeing your own imitation on the stage, you know, you will laugh. What else you will do? And Krishna told him, you wanted my disc? Here it is, take. And he killed him with his chakra, with his disc. So Pandurag, who went against Krishna, imitating Krishna, he died. Now Pandurag also came with his friend Kashi, Raja, Kashi Raj, who fought with Krishna, and Krishna killed Kashi Raj also and threw the head of Kashi Raj right in the city near his palace. Because Kashi Raj, before fighting, had told the queens and palace members that I will go kill Krishna and send his head here so that you all can have a festival. So Krishna sent his head, Kashi Raj's head, in Kashi. So everybody started crying. And Kashi Raj's son is Sudakshina. He was very angry. He wanted to take revenge. So he worshipped Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is Vishwanath, the Lord of Kashi. So he told Lord Shiva, I want to kill Krishna. Lord Shiva had his own laugh. How can he kill Krishna? But because he prayed to Lord Shiva, so Lord Shiva has to give some benediction. So he said, look, you do tantric puja, tantra puja, yajna, to kill your enemy. Then it will happen. Tamoguni yajna. So he said, okay, so underground, in the basement, underground, so that nobody sees, with many, many priests, he did a yajna, black magic yajna. And by mercy of Lord Shiva, one demon kind of person appeared. And Krishna, Sudakshina told, go and kill Krishna. And that personality from yajna, that power, that energy, that went to Dwarka, and at every step there was earthquakes. And his head was touching the clouds with a trident and fire coming out of his eyes and mouth. And millions of ghosts following him, Lord Shiva's ghosts. And everybody in Dwarka was terrified that such a big demon with millions of ghosts is coming to attack. So all the citizens went to Dwarkadish, Dwarkadish. One big demon is coming towards Dwarka with thousands of ghosts to kill us. Dwarkadish knew what is happening. You know what is Krishna doing at that time? He was playing chess with Rukmini Devi and Uddhav. And Krishna didn't want to close the game in between because he was winning. It's not easy to win from your wife. Here you are winning, so why to close? So Krishna didn't want to interrupt the game. But this problem is coming to Dwarka. Something has to be done. So Krishna called Sudarshan Chakra and he said, Deklo, do the needful. That's all he said. Sudarshan Chakra became very happy. First time I got a service without target. Do the needful means blank check, whatever you want you do the needful. Generally, Sudarshan Chakra gets a target, so he cannot extend. But here he got, do the needful, whatever I want, I do. So Sudarshan Chakra went, and all the ghosts got destroyed by the heat of Sudarshan Chakra. And the big demon, he couldn't handle the heat of Sudarshan Chakra, so he took a U-turn and went back to Kashi. Now this demon was created to kill. So it has to kill somebody. It cannot kill his targets, so it went and killed its destination. It killed the priest and Sudakshina. Matter over? But story didn't got over. Why? Because Sudarshan Chakra, he got blank check, so he went. Even though Sudakshina was killed, the priest were killed, the demon got killed, the ghost got killed, the danger was over, still Sudarshan Chakra went and destroyed whole Kashi. Whole Kashi destroyed, the place where the plot was done against my master Krishna, that whole place destroyed. So anybody who goes against Krishna, he is killed. Anybody who goes against Krishna's devotees, he is destroyed. Vaishnav Aparadh, going against Krishna's devotees, is very dangerous. Who can stand against Krishna? This is not because Krishna is a cruel dictator. This is because Krishna represents dharma, and anybody who stands opposite Krishna is a dharma, and that is disbalancing the very creation. A dharma is very harmful for the whole creation. A sinful activity is very harmful for the whole creation and other living entities. It creates disbalance, it creates insecurity, stress, instability in the creation. This creation is made so that everybody gets an opportunity to practice bhakti and go back home, back to Godhead. Somebody comes and changes, tries to change this or goes against this or destabilizes this, that's not good. So that's being a dharma. Breaking four regulative principles is against the creation. That's why so many dukkha, miseries happen, so many natures, reaction happens like earthquake, tsunami or this pandemic. So we should be favorable, anukul to Krishna's policies. Bhakti should be anukul. Kamsa also was whole day thinking of Krishna, but that is not anukul. He was thinking as an enemy, and that's not bhakti. Even though Krishna said, Man mana bhava, always think of me. So Kamsa is an example. He was thinking of Krishna always. But he's not called devotee. Why? Because that's anukul, not favorable. So one who tries to harm others, he himself gets harm. In Hindi they say, Dusron ke liye khadda khodoge, to khud gir jaoge. So if we try to harm others, we ourselves, we get entanglement, karma bandhan. So for our selfish desires or for our needs or for our interest or out of hatred and envy, we should not be violent to others or we should not harm others. Even if we are in competition with somebody, we should not harm others. There are two ways to win a competition. Say running. One way is you run faster than the person who is winning. Or other way is don't allow the person who is winning to run. Harm him, beat him, break his legs. So one way is to work hard. Another way is to attack or suppress the person who is winning. The second one is tamogun. We should not do that. If we want to be successful in life, we should work hard and depend on Krishna, not attack some other member of the society. That's envy. That's misuse of our strength. That's not real winning. We may win the competition, but we lose the mercy of Krishna. We lose the support of dharma. We lose our reputation. We lose our character. And we'll go down in hellish planets and lower species of life. So one should use his strength to help people grow in life, not suppress other people. So because Kamsa is using Putana to kill Krishna, not only Putana got killed, Kamsa's garden got destroyed. So this is a lesson for us, that we should not harm others. We should not be violent to others. What is violence? Going and slapping somebody is violence? Yes, but that's not the only thing. Just physical violence is not just violence. Any attempt we do to obstruct other person's growth, material or spiritual growth, that is violence. So if I speak something to discourage somebody in performance of devotional service, that is violence. If I speak something to frustrate somebody in executing devotional service, that is violence. If I disturb or hurt somebody's feeling which doesn't allow him to peacefully execute Krishna consciousness, that is violence. So any attempt to obstruct or interrupt somebody's growth is violence. So if I kill somebody, that's violence because his bodily growth is disturbed. So devotee should be non-violent, ahimsa. So we should not obstruct anybody's spiritual growth. We should use the facilities available to us, including speaking, to encourage others to grow in Krishna consciousness, to perform Krishna conscious service, to execute their responsibilities in devotional service. We should encourage and inspire others to do that, not be violent by discouraging. So when we discourage or be violent to others, obstruct another growth, then we don't grow. Our growth is stopped. That's what is happening with Kamsa. So we should learn that lesson and we should be careful. Okay? We will end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments, we will take. No questions? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.